Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Chiara Pazzelli from the 74th Venice International Film Festival, and today we are in our studio with
your Gonzalo.
Name? Yeah. Who is the Portuguese ambassador for this year's edition of 28 Times Cinema. Welcome here, Gonzalo.
Thank you.
First of all, how did you find out about this European project?
I received an email from my school, from my university, where I study cinema studies. And
in which university?
Universidade Lusófona in Lisbon. And I got the email, and I decided to... At first, I didn't apply it. I thought it was just one of those projects that are just passing around your mailbox. But then I got a second one, and I read a bit more about it. It's like, okay, yeah, why not? Let me try. And... Yeah.
You're here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how was your experience so far as a member of the jury?
Great. It's also my first time in a real cinema festival. I mean, I've been to smaller ones and like 1 or 2 days, but never to a big one and the whole festival. And I'm really grateful to be here, because you can, not only we have the movies from the Giornata degli Autori that we have to
review, maybe.
Exactly. But we have also spare time to watch the other ones. And most of them also for free, because we have the jury pass. So, yeah, that's really convenient.
And among these ones, is there a film that you would suggest to watch?
From all of them?
Yeah.
Shape of Water from Guillermo del Toro. And today I also enjoyed the Three Billboards.
And let's move to talk about the situation of cinema in your country. How is it fostered, and do people usually go to cinema? How do you get informed about cinema? Do you follow, I don't know, blogs or periodicals or networks that talk about cinema?
Okay, so there's definitely a big difference between a big city like Lisbon or Porto and smaller cities. I'm not from Lisbon, I'm from the south, and definitely their cinemas are almost empty. It's almost no one goes to cinema, yeah. Especially also most of cinemas are like part of shopping malls. Mm-hmm. So it's not really that environment of a cinema. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not the whole cultural thing around the cinema. It's basically they just go there, have dinner, and, oh, you want to watch a movie? Yeah, let's go. So
people who go to the cinema are not so informed.
Mm-hmm. It's not the whole ritual of going to the cinema and reading about the movie and reading about the director and actor. No, it's more like randomly going there and choose. But on the other hand, Lisbon, it is different. So there are many independent cinemas, smaller cinemas. And those do motivate like this ritual and this cultural embracing like the whole movie and the whole cultural background of it. Yeah, so in Lisbon, definitely the cinema has it's more powerful. About the blogs, yeah, we have some magazines and some newspapers, but we have also Cinemateca, which is a library with a lot of movies there, and they have also a monthly newspaper. That's the one that most of the times I get. They have many old movies. They have old sessions. They also have some premieres from time to time. And the prices of the tickets are much lower if you are a cinema student.
It's more affordable for people.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. And the movies you find there are not the blockbusters. Choices from Hollywood is a bit more author type of cinema. Mm. Yeah.
And do you have a favorite director, maybe a point of reference, or that inspires you?
I would say Steve McQueen. I really like his movies so far. He made 3, and one thing that I'm very big fan of is really long shots, like those really long scenes without any cuts. I like also I like editing of, for example, music clips. So a lot of editing. But in fiction, in a feature film, I like those really, really, really long shots that at some point even makes you a bit uncomfortable. But I think it's this mix of cinema and theater. And yeah, so that was one of the biggest points. And also the stories that he chooses to tell are really powerful, really strong. And he uses always Fassbender, which is my favorite actor as well. So.
He was here last year.
Last year.
Yeah. Yeah. And would you be interested in working in a radio such as Fred that broadcasts from festivals from all over the world?
Yeah, of course.
Why not?
Why of not? Yes.
Thank you, Gonzalo. This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.